Aaron Olson is the program specialist with the Idaho Commission on Aging and the founder of the Falls Prevention Coalition of Idaho. She says falling is a public health issue, and everyone, not just those who are older, should understand fall prevention strategies.
Many people who fall and have serious injuries, especially those that need to go into extended care, end up passing away within a year or two when they otherwise were healthy. So that's the scary thing. And people don't always like to hear the scary thing. But again, all falls are preventable.
Falls are a top cause of hip injuries and traumatic brain injury. They can also cause long-lasting negative health effects, decreasing nutrition and the ability to care for oneself. Kate Wilson is the Fit and Fall-Proof Coordinator for Idaho's North Central Health District. She says strength and mobility training is one of the best ways to prevent falls and fall injuries. She says people wanting to help loved ones reduce their fall risk can start by offering help with home maintenance, like fixing uneven surfaces and removing tripping hazards.
If family can just kind of notice and offer to help with those things without even correlating it, I think that can be an easy way to be helpful.
In Lewiston, I'm Rachel Sun, reporting.